Could you tell me a little bit about why you're here at Edutech?
Yes, I mean, Cape Town has really established itself as the international center for a particular style of puppetry. It's most often associated, I think, in the international imagination with Warhorse. But obviously, it was the artistic directors of Handspring who created that extraordinary living horse manipulated by lots of external operators. But my connection really goes back to 2012 when Asia Marnovic, who's my key partner here along with Sarah Matchett from the University of Cape Town, arrived in Belfast for a conference I was organizing on testimonial theatre. The theme was, whose voice is it when you tell stories of other people's trauma? And that led us very easily to the idea of puppetry, because it was almost as if the voices we take over when we tell other people's stories, we're treating them like puppets, or, you know, the metaphor was the starting point. But Asia was actually one of the first people to come out of the University of Cape Town with a practice-based PhD, and her focus was on puppetry. She's been back and forth to Northern Ireland many times since and did some work with a group called Theatre of Witness, where people who had real experience of the Northern Ireland Troubles told their own stories on stage, and that company began to integrate puppets into their work. So that dialogue began, and I came over 18 months ago to Cape Town and went up to Barrydale, where I saw the big community performance that Asia did there. And we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to actually look more systematically at how puppets can be used in an applied drama context? And that's what we've started the dialogue on today.
And are you excited by the conversation that you've
had? It was fantastic. I mean, you witnessed it to them. It's, I think what was exciting about the dialogue today was that I didn't chair it so much as just keep rolling it around, you know? The clear sort of interest in dialogue, in sharing ideas and sharing techniques, whether they're applied drama techniques like those of Augusto Boal, which would be my area of interest, or puppetry techniques, I think it's got huge potential. And what's nice about this week in Cape Town, it is the starting point of a systematic six-month dialogue where all the partners will continue to compare ideas through to February. And at that point, we hope to put stuff up on YouTube.
How will you stay connected with everybody? Because everyone's from...
Yeah, we've got Australia, west coast of the States, focus on South Africa and the UK. But it's astonishing what you can do nowadays with Skype. We have a couple of other meetings. We're meeting the UK delegates in September, and then Sarah and Asia are coming over to Belfast in February. So, it's the start of an exciting journey. But Edutech has been the most fantastic platform, because not only has it given us an international environment to work in, but we're actually seeing quite a lot of performances which use puppetry over the next week, and that will enrich our work as well. And in fact, thanks to Edutech, we had an Iranian puppeteer with us today, which was completely unplanned and unexpected. But her cultural perspective, well, Asia, once Asia knew, we extended our invitation, but they weren't part of the original network. So again, you saw it's what an interesting, different cultural perspective. And it's nice to have that direct link with the main Edutech program. I think inevitably we work largely within an Anglophone dialogue. I think part of the reason why I didn't invite non-English speakers was that I wanted the dialogue to be as fluid and immediate as possible. But maybe I was a bit narrow-minded in that view. You know, certainly getting that range of cultural perspectives extended is a great bonus. I know there's some fantastic work going on in the Middle East, for instance, particularly around peace building, post-conflict resolution using puppetry. So, we need to make those connections too.